California could see an end to offshore oil drilling in state waters within 2 years. The legislation to ban offshore drilling and stop oil production at three remaining offshore platforms comes on the heels of the spill of 25,000 gallons of crude oil off the coast of Huntington Beach last October. Democratic State Senator Dave Minn, who represents Irvine, notes it was the largest pipeline rupture in California waters since the spill at Refugio Beach in Santa Barbara in 2015.
In October, a major oil spill took place off the coast of Orange County, right off of Huntington Beach, originating from an underwater pipeline connected to Platform Ellie. Approximately 25,000 gallons of oil spilled into coastal waters, killing birds and fish, forcing beach closures, and hurting local economies in Huntington Beach, Newport Beach, and Laguna Beach, which are the cities I represent.
The California Senate Natural Resources Committee approved the ban on a vote of 5-2. The bill has the support of California Senator Dianne Feinstein, as well as local officials and environmental groups. The Natural Resources Defense Council said in a statement that the only way to prevent more oil-related disasters like last October's is to transition off of fossil fuels as quickly as possible. The bill's critics argue that ending offshore drilling would force California to import more oil and contribute to skyrocketing gasoline prices. Chris Hannon is the executive secretary of the Los Angeles County Building and Construction Trades Council.
Oil coming from another part of the world, another part of the country, delivered to California in ships traveling halfway around the world does not mitigate risk. The ports in this country, including the ports of Long Beach and Los Angeles, are backed up. There's an extreme amount of traffic in there, and increasing the number of ships coming in there for something that we can produce safer, quite frankly, than any other place in the world, does not mitigate any risk.
However, State Senator Minn argues that the costs of continuing offshore drilling strongly outweigh any benefits.
Offshore oil production in both federal and state waters in California accounts for less than 0.3% of annual production in the United States. That's not even a drop in the bucket. At the same time, these offshore rigs threaten a vibrant California coastal economy that generates $44 billion a year in economic activity and employs over 500,000 Californians. Our beautiful coastline and precious marine ecosystems are also a core part of our identity as Californians, not only in coastal communities like the ones I represent, but also across the state.
Republicans have argued for more oil production in California, citing rising oil prices. California's gas prices average $6 a gallon, which is a whole dollar and a half higher than the rest of the country. Five oil refiners control 96% of the gasoline refined in California: Chevron, Marathon, BPF Energy, Phillips 66, and Valero. While they report their refining profits in other states and regions, they hide their per-gallon profits from Californians. The California Oil Refinery Cost Disclosure Act, sponsored by Senator Ben Allen, would force the big five oil refiners to disclose how much they profit from each gallon of gasoline they sell in California. The bill moved out of the California Senate Energy Committee on a vote of 8-0 and now goes to the Senate floor for a vote.